Okay, we haven't had a shiur in a long time, but we're in the last pasuk in Perek Beis in Shir HaShirim, and it ends up being very basharit, it's in Yonah D'Yoma, because the last year I think we had was Mamash Erev Shavuos, which we handled, the last pasuk talked about, according to the Gaon, talked about Yisam Liskula Mikalamim, that was what we handled before Shavuos, and now we're up to pasuk, Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin. So first we'll do the pasuk with the Rashi, and then we'll go to the Gaon. So the pasuk says, "Ad sheyofuach hayoim v'nosu hatzilolim soiv demelecha doidi litzvi oila oifer ha'ayolim al harei vaser." So Rashi learns that this is referring to. Rashi says it's going back on the pasuk before, where we said doidi liva niloi. There was this ava, this chiva, this kirva between Rabbeinu Shlalom and Kla Yisrael. So now the pasuk says, "Ad." How long did that last for? Ad sheyafuach hayoim, until the time that there was a virus, and it got very hot, and we got burnt by the shemesh, by the sun. Ad sheyafuach hayoim is a lashon of blowing and heat. V'nasu hatzilolim, and the clouds ran; they moved away. So Rashi says that's referring to the chet ha'egel, the chet ha'miraglim. The tzlalim, the clouds, says Rashi, are the zchuyos hamaginos aleinu. Our clouds are the zchuyos that protect us. And parakti uloi, because of our averus, we took off our yoke, meaning they ran away from us. We lost our zchusim. Soiv demei lecha doidi. So Rashi learns it means garamti loy listalik me'alai. Soiv, it means he went around, he moved. So Rashi learns that I caused my doidi, my beloved, to leave me, to go al hori vaser. Hori vaser means mountains that are very distant from me and very far away. So Rashi learns that in the pasuk before we talked about the dedication of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shem, and Rabbeinu Shem to Klal Yisrael, and we'd say that continued only until we started doing Averis, which is after Matan Torah, which he says the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim, etc. The Gaon over here is on page Resh Pei Dalid. And the Gaon learns that this is referring to the Chet HaEgel specifically. He says that she'efuach hayoim she'gavar chayim hayoim ma'oid be'eis she'asu es ha'egel. Got very hot on the day that we made the egel. Heat is a lashon of anger, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, fire and anger. So by times that Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, there was heat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened? V'nosu ha'tzilolim. The tzlalim learns, the Gaon is the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod, which was the tzel, was the shade, was the protection of Klal Yisrael. The Anani HaKavod left us. And we learned this once before. I don't remember where, I think in Perek Aleph maybe. That when Klal Yisrael were choyte by the Egel, oh yeah, in Perek Aleph, by Sukkot, the whole Indian of Sukkot, the Gaon explained that why is it Sukkot is in Tishrei and not in Nisan? So the Torah answered, because if we would go outside in Nisan into our sukkahs, it wouldn't be nicker that we're doing any mitzvah. Everybody's going out into their huts. In Tishrei, when everyone's going back in and we're going out, it's nicker for the mitzvah. But the Gaon was bothered. That helps for the month of Tishrei. Why Tesvav Tishrei? Why Tesvav? So we explained there also to answer that question, B'shem, Rabbi Lezer Ashkenazi, the Yosef Lekach on the Megillah, where he says all Yamim Tovim of Klal Yisrael are on Tesvav, because that's the Levana B'miluai, that's the Simon of Klal Yisrael. But the Gaon explains that when Klal Yisrael was Chayta B'chet HaEgel, the Anani HaKavod left us, and then when we started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei, he made a Cheshbon, Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Yud Aleph was the Tziva HaMishpon, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, they collected the money, Yud Aleph, they made a Cheshbon and said, no more, Tezvav, they started building the Mishkan, says the Gaon, on that day, the Anani HaKavod returned. So that's what we're celebrating, says the Gaon, on Sukkot. We're not celebrating the original Anani HaKavod that we left Mitzrayim in Parshas Beshalach. We're celebrating the return of the Anani HaKavod through our Tshuva on Tezvav Tishrei. So here is where the Gaon says that the Anani HaKavod left Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. So Soiv de Melecha Doidi, Pirish, Vaz Amru Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the guy in Klal Yisrael, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, de Melecha Doidi Litzvi, my beloved, you're like a tzvi, like a deer. Pirish et Toretz Mimeni, you're running away from me, you're leaving me, the Shechina's leaving. Al Tis Mahmeya Baderech, but we have one request, Rabbeinu Shalom. If you're going to leave, go as quick as possible. Don't delay on the road. Ki pen tidbak bu'uma acheres chas v'sholem. Klal Yisrael's afraid. It's not the pshat he's leaving us. If he's going to leave us, maybe he'll find another Klal Yisrael. And that we're nervous about. Elosoiv lecha. Make a turn. V'torutz al hari baser. Where should you run? Horim givoyim ma'oyit shem chadim. Very high mountains, very sharp cliffs. Ve'ein sham yishav klaus. No people there. So we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry. You're going to go and you're going to go somewhere and we're going to see what's going to happen with Klal Yisrael. At least we should be comfortable knowing that we're the only one in the game. Vo'inyin shomer shetamtim al hori baser pirish etzel ha'avos v'tizka bris ben apsarim. Klal Yisrael is telling the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you should remember the bris ben apsarim. Go to the hori baser, go to the avos. Don't forget that there's a Klal Yisrael here. Now the truth is, this is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka asked after the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa, he said, V'niflinu, Klal Yisrael should be separate. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Bikesh, that the Shechina shouldn't be Shaira only on Klal Yisrael. Hashem should promise that Hashem will never be machlif us, switch us with another nation. And Hashem was maskim, it seems, over here in these psukim. So it's now that haftacha only came after the Chet HaEgel. So b'shas the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael seems to be nervous that the Rabbeinu Shalom, if we did the Chet, he's going to leave us. And Shema Yachlif, he might switch us with another nation. So therefore, we're going and saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're leaving us, that's fine. But at least go somewhere and don't choose a place where there's no yishuv, so you should see that there's no one else that you could switch us with, and we invoke the schus of the avos over here, and that's what we ask from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the guy in the second shah pretty much says the same thing. It's a very geshmak of Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says that in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Va'anshei Kodesh Tiyunli. You should be a holy people to me. And in Parshas Rei, it says, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Alikecha. So in Parshas Mishpatim, it says Kodesh, and in Parshas Rei, it says Kodesh. Zogta Meshech Chachma, what's the difference between Kodesh and Kodesh? Kodesh is a description of something. Something has holiness to it, but it's not intrinsically holy. Kodesh. Kodesh is taifas as damav. You could redeem. If you have hektish, it's called kaidish. Take money. You could transfer the kedusha onto something else. Mashenkin kadosh means intrinsically holy. That's the mitzvah of the thing. The Gemara says, what about the hair of a nazir? Could you be paidit? Dr. Gemara, no. It says kadosh. Ma kadosh means einai taifas as damav. So you see the Lashon Kodesh means it's intrinsically holy, the holiness can never leave it. Kodesh means there's holiness, it could be transferred. Zokta Meshech Chachma, Parshas Mishpatim is before the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, Hashem never promised us yet that He's not going to switch us with another nation. So who are we? V'anshei Kodesh, we're holy. Could the Kedusha leave? There's always that risk that it could leave. But after Parshas Rei is way after Parshas Kisisa, where the Rabbeinu Shalom promised V'niflinu ani v'amcha, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you'll never switch us. So what does Rabbeinu Shalom say? Kiyam kadosh ata l'Hashem lekecha. Your kadosh, the kedusha, can never live. So that is the Gaon over here in the last pasuk telling us that Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel and the Anani HaKavoid left Klal Yisrael, and we asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he shouldn't leave us too far. Now, we mentioned this in the Hakdama to all the Shiurim, to some 20-odd Shiurim ago, that the difference is an intrinsic difference between the Goyin's Pirish on Shir HaShirim and Rashi's approach to Shir HaShirim. Rashi's approach to Shir HaShirim, it's the history of Klal Yisrael, and whether sometimes we were on the good side and sometimes we were doing Chatoim, and Rashi has no problem explaining Psukim according to our Chatoim. The Goyin, on the other hand, sees Shir HaShirim only L'Shvacham Shal Yisrael. Shir HaShirim is only the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. So even when we have to mention a Chet, it has to be spun in a way that's a shvach for Klal Yisrael. So that's why we'll see, this pasuk is what the Gaon says about the Chet Ha'egel. It's just very quick. He's not Mayrich here in the Chet Ha'egel, because the whole point of the Chet Ha'egel is only going to be to see how we could spin it to the shvach of Klal Yisrael. So that is how Perek Beis ends over here. It ends sort of in the middle. We have the Chet Ha'egel, Anani Yaakovah leave us, and Klal Yisrael is left hanging. So Bez Hashem, let's move on to Perek Gimel. Now, I don't have the Svarim, but I was able to print out a couple pages over here, just of the Goyin's Pirish. And by mistake, instead of printing on two sides, I printed two pages to one, so it came out a little small. But it's on two sides too, but it's a couple different pages there. So we start Perek Gimel is really a continuation. There's nothing really new here. We're continuing. So that's the first, the page that has a whole bunch of, that page over there. Page Mem Zion it's starting from. You see that, how big Rebrev the Zakdam is, the Pasuk Aleph starts on page Mem Zion. So, Al Mishkovi Balelois. Klal Yisrael says, I'm on my bed at night. Bikashti Eisha Ohavo Nafshi. I'm seeking out that my nefesh loves, bikashti v'loy mitzosif. So Rashi learns over here, let's just see Rashi quickly. Rashi learns, again, Rashi's continuing, he learned the pasuk before was, chet ha'egel, chet ha'meraglim, all our zchuyos. So Rashi says, this is referring to, that we're lying in the darkness, kol shloishim u'shmoyne shana. The 38 years we were in the Midbar, Shahay Yisrael Nizayfim. We know Klal Yisrael was sort of in a cheirim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi tells us that Hashem didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu directly for the 38 years. Vayikra Moshe, Rashi says that. And it wasn't directly because Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaMeraglim was in a sort of bad place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Rashi says, that this is referring to those 38 years. Bikashti v'loy mitzosiv. I'm looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't find him. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas, Kisisa, like we just said, Kiloy ela b'kirbecha, or Kiyaneni b'kirbechem, twice it says in Shemais, and Dvarim, that Hashem says that my Shechina is not there. After the Chet Ha'egel, and the Chet HaMeraglim, the Shechina had left Klal Yisrael to a degree during the Midbar. So that's what this is referring to. But the Gaon says, Pirish Kevin Shaholach Baili Nisharti Al Mishkovi Levadi Uvechoshech. There's two things here. I'm left Al Mishkovi Levadi. I'm left on my own here, by myself on my bed. Uvechoshech, and I'm in the darkness. Ve'o'inyan Shakodish Baruch Hu Oiri V'yishi. Hakodish Baruch Hu is my light and he's my salvation. Ve'kevan Shenistalko Ashchina. Now, this is a very important thing. As you'll notice, I took a picture of my own thing there. It's underlined. Nistalka Ashchina. The Goyin's going to explain to us the five things that Klal Yisrael lost with the Chet Ha'egel. We know the Anani HaKavod. That was the last pasuk. Here he says the Shechina left us as well. So once the Shechina left, Nisharti b'lo yishi u'v'lo ayri. If Hashem is ayri v'yishi, when he leaves, I don't have any light. I don't have any salvation. V'zeu al mishkavi pirish b'loy kayach. There's no one to save me. I'm just left without any kayach. Yishi, my salvation, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my strength. U'v'aleilois, and I'm left at night pirish b'chayshech. I don't have any or. There's no light. And we mentioned this already numerous times, that this is based on the this is based on the R is referring to the Torah. This is the Maseilas Yesharim in the beginning, that a person who doesn't have the Torah to teach him where to go, he's like an Iver Hamamashnish Balaila. He's blind, he's at night, he's in a dark Chayshech. In a dark Chayshech, number one, you can't see where you're going. You could fall into pits, you could trip over things. And number two, at the same time, when there's darkness as well, sometimes you think you're going the right way and really you're going the wrong direction. So when you have darkness, you're missing everything. Masha'en kein, when you have the light of Torah, Ner Mitzvah of Torah Ar, when you have those things, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use the Torah properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Yishi. They go hand in hand. So that's the inyan when we're lacking Shechina, we're like in the dark, we're in the dark with no Kayach. Continues Kla Yisrael and says, Bikashti. Hizkir hei pamim kineged hei dvarim shenedru nedru meha. Now it says here in these psukim, in the next few psukim, it says the Gaon, five times bikashti. Now be'emes it only really says four times the actual word bikashti. However, there's another pasuk that the Gaon that sounds like Kla Yisrael looking for the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. It says in Pasuk Gimel, it says Eshoavo Nafshi Reisem. We asked the Shaimrim, did you see the one that I love very much? So it could be that's referring to that's the fifth time. So five things we're searching for, says the Gaon. Keneged Heidvarm Shenedru Mehem. With the Chet Ego, we lost five things. We lost the Anani Akavoid. We lost Hashchina Shahisa Bahar. That's the Shechina that he just referred to that was on Har Sinai. Vahatoira. We lost Torah. V'haluchais, the luchais were broken. Shivaser b'tamuz. V'ruach ha-kodesh ha-yabahem. And we lost ruach ha-kodesh as well. And that's in our pasuk. It says here twice. Bikashti eshoava hu anane ha-kavoid. I'm looking for the anane ha-kavoid that I said in the first pasuk that I lost. Bikashtiv, and what did I search for now? So in this pasuk, we're referring specifically to Anani Akavoid is Bikashti. We lost it in the pasuk before. The second Bikashtiv is referring to the Shechina, because that's why I am alone B'chayshech. That's the Shechina. V'loy Matzasif. And I'm not finding them. But the Gaon is telling us that Merumas in these psukim are three other things that we lost. And that is the Torah, Luchais, and the Ruach HaKodesh. The Luchais is obvious, the Shivaser B'tamuz. So that's the question here. What does Torah mean? That's the question. Rav Revda has a long piece over here to try to explain what Torah did we lose with the Chet Ha'egel. We didn't have any Torah yet. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah and get the Luchais, right? He came down with the Luchais, Shivaser B'tamuz, he broke them. So we didn't even receive, which Torah did we get? Kla Yisrael hadn't really gotten any Torah yet. So you'll say, maybe it means that
because they had Torah before.
So the question is, what did we lose? Did we forget it? Like, which Torah did we lose? There's the Lashon, I'm not sure if it's in the second Pirish. So you might say, well, maybe it meant to say, well, now he's not teaching us Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's not going to teach us Torah until he gets the Luchos again. But there's a Lashon of the Gron, a different place that says, I don't think it's in the Pirish Beis. I didn't print out the Pirish Beis because it was Kamat. It doesn't really say anything in the Pirish Beis. There's a problem with the Ksav Yad. But there's another place the Gros says a Lashon Sha'ovda Mehem HaTorah. They lost Torah. So the question is, which Torah did they actually lose? This was something that Rebbe used to give long shiurim about to try to figure out what Torah they actually lost. You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, right, that one of the reasons you eat milchiks on Shavuos is because when Klal Yisrael came back, they from Matan Torah, they couldn't eat kosher because they knew that you have to shech and all these halachas. And it sounds like that at Matan Torah, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, but he brings the Magen Avraham, Vanisha Mati Oid B'Shem Gadol Echad Ki Beish Amdol Har Sinai V'Kiblu HaTorah. Well, how were they mekabel haTorah? Because in Aseres Hadibrois, it was nisgala to them kol chelkei haTorah. like Rav Sadia Gaon writes that in Aseres HaDibros you could find Kol HaTorah Kula. So when they came home, they didn't have what to eat except milchiks, because for fleishiks, they now had to check the sakin, and they had to figure out how to get out the chalev and the dam and all these things. So they decided, well, you know, we're hungry. Why is it such a schlep to get fleishiks? We'll eat milchiks, so we make a zeichel lezeh.
See, that's the question. If luchos really have the essence of the entire Torah.
Right, so, they're... right. But, see, so Rebbe always asked on this Rav Sadia Gaon, Pashup Shat. Rav Sadia Gaon says that in the Luchais are all Kol HaTorah Kula. Lamaisa, Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, on the words that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, come up, go up to the Har, be there for 40 days, and I'll give you Luchais HaEven, VeHaTorah, VeHaMitzvah, Asher Kasavti LaHaRoisam. So Rashi says over there, Asher Kasafti, the way the Ramban learns in Rashi, Asher Kasafti, I wrote in the Luchais the Taryag Mitzvahs. Which sounds like the Taryag Mitzvahs being in Aseres HaDibros, we also didn't receive until we actually got the Luchais after the 40 days. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down this Rav Sadia Gaon that's telling us that the Kol HaTorah is in Aseres HaDibros. And we had it immediately, that's why we went home, we knew all the halachas of Shechita and Nikur, and we just couldn't do it. L'chaira, Rashi is telling us we didn't have any of that till after the 40 days, So he always had very shver on that, Mishnah Berurah, what's going on. At least if that's the pshat, in that pirush, because it has to do with Rav Sadia Gaon. Elamai, somehow Moshe Rabbeinu told them the things they needed for day-to-day living before he went up, like main things, not Kol HaTorah Kula, main things he told them, by the way, you got a shechti, certain things, main things he told them, but again, that wasn't a din in Torah, that was just because Isurim, you know, like ladies have to learn also the halachas are negia to them, not midin Torah, Talmud Torah. It's because if you don't know, you can't do the halachas. But here, when we're saying of the mehem haTorah, when Klai Yisrael lost the Torah, there was a certain gather of Havanas haTorah, of Limud haTorah that we lost, doesn't sound as low those things. The only thing is, and this is just to say it, it's not understanding what it is. The Zayar says that when Klal Yisrael was by Matan Torah and the whole Shemayim was open in front of them and they understood all Seidus HaTorah, they understood everything that was coming from Shemayim, somehow they got some type of Chelek in Torah. Now you say then what Moshe Rabbeinu went up to 40 days for, you have to understand what's going on. Okay, Kacha, but Lamaisa, Dr. Gaon, we lost a mass of Torah with the Chet HaEgel, the Luchais are obvious, and he's saying we lost Ruach HaKodesh as well. Now, as we think about it, just before we go weiter, so let's think about, we talked about the Anani HaKavod coming back, let's think about the whole tshuva of Klal Yisrael, right? So what happened was, Klal Yisrael on Aleph Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Luchais Shnias, And they blew a shofar v'machane, it says in Pirkei de Rablaza, they blew a shofar that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up, and everyone should be extra careful, and avodah zarah, and all the different things that cause the Chet HaEgel. And the Pirkei de Rablaza says, the Torah brings it down, that's why Chazal were misaken to blow shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul. Only Rosh Chodesh Elul. The minig we have to blow the whole Elul, that's a minig that came from that takana. But there's a takana's chazal to blow on Rosh Chodesh, zecher to the shofar that was blown on Rosh Chodesh Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the second time, or third time as we'll see. So on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Klal Yisrael, the entire Elul, says the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael, Yechidim were misanim, there was no obligation to fast, but all of Klal Yisrael was focused on tshuva for all the averis that they had done. Now remember, the Klal Yisrael that's around is not the Klal Yisrael served the Egel. They're long gone, right? In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu either killed them. If there was Edom Asra, they were killed by Levim. Edom Beloy Asra, or, right? There was all, they were all killed out. Everybody served the Chet Egel. Klal Yisrael weren't Meiched, just they were there. Everyone shared in the guilt somehow of the Chet HaEgel, and we continue to do tshuva. And in fact, as we'll see, probably not today, but next time, or whenever we have the next shiur, in the next pasuk, there's a whole shaila. Again, Matan Torah to Shiva Asir B'Tamuz, that's 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom HaKippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. The middle 40 days is a big machlaikas. The Gaon has his own shita, and the other Rishayim have their own shita, and they're both midrashim. What happened in those 40 days? But in those 40 days, Klal Yisrael was being taught tshuva for the Chet Ha'egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was malaming them how to do tshuva, and they continued as Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim. There's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh somewhere, it's this week, Tesvav Tammuz, on Thursday, somewhere I saw it a few times, but when I went back to look for it, I didn't find it exactly. But Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael when he went back up the second time on Rosh Chodesh Elul, he said, "You know something? Please daven for me that I should be successful. The last time around, I was on my own up there, and you were down here, and look what happened." So he asked them that you should daven, that you should be successful. So Klal Yisrael is oisik b'tfila, and that's why Elul is a zman of tfila. Why is a zman of tfila? Because Klal Yisrael invested in the zman. Eskulas hazman of tfila and tshuva and Torah. That's what was invested in the zman of Elul. So that was for 40 days. On the 40th day was Yud Tishrei. Yud Tishrei. On that day, Klal Yisrael knew that this is really it. Because last time around, this is when the Satan made his move. When did he make his move? On the 40th day. So the Medrash says the Bezdin in Klal Yisrael was Geyser Atainis on every person in Klal Yisrael. This is the first Yom Kippur in our history. Pashas again, we didn't have Torah yet. We didn't have Torah. There was no Yom Kippur yet. It was the first Yom Kippur in the history of Klal Yisrael. There was a decree, every person, every adult has to fast. And the chiddush of this fast was, it started the night before. Now, fasts always start in the morning. It started the night before. That was the chiddush's fast. All of Klal Yisrael's fasting and doing tshuva. And extra careful, there should be no avodah zarah because this is it. The next morning, Zakta Medrash, Klal Yisrael said, "What are we waiting around for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down? Let's go out of the Machaneh to Har Sinai to greet him." So they went out of the Machaneh to Har Sinai, and on their way, they were crying, hoping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekabel their tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchos Shniyos, and he hears crying, "V'hu boichem on." He starts crying with them, says the Medrash. And their cries went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the first time since the Chet HaEgel, moved off the Kisei Hadin onto the Kisei HaRachamim. You know, even though he had told Klal Yisrael, "I'm going to be Moichel you," he was still not on the Kisei HaRachamim. And it says in the Medrash that every person in Klal Yisrael got a Besura al Piruach HaKodesh that said, "Salachti, Salachti." Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "This day forever is going to be a day of Slicha v'Kapara and Rachamim." So we earned Yom Kippur. We earned it and we created it. So now let's think about it. What the Luchos Shniyos were replacements of the Luchos Rishayos. We got that back on Yom Kippur. They weren't the full replacement, but they were a good second. That's what they were. Because we didn't get back all the milas that we lost with the Chet HaEgel, like death and Shivan Malchias and Shechas HaTorah, all those things, there was no way to get it back. But these five things we lost, so we got the Luchos back, we got Ruach HaKodesh back, every one of us got Ruach HaKodesh back, because we heard Salachti. What about Torah? So we said numerous times that the Mishnah in Masechta Tainis says, "V'yoyim chasunosoy, v'yoyim simchas liboy, ze matan Torah," says Rashi, "Yoyim HaKippurim, sheboy nitna luchay shniyos." Yom Kippur is a day of matan Torah. We got Torah back with the luchay shniyos, we got Torah back. Did we get back the Torah that we lost with the Luchos Rishayos al pi Kabbalah? It seems we didn't get back that amount of Torah. It's not Shayach. That had to be on the level of Klal Yisrael. Like Malachim, excuse me. But we got back Torah. So on Yom Kippur, we got Torah, Luchos, and Ruach HaKodesh. That's why the Gaon says there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Because whenever there's a Matan Torah, there's always mitzvah to eat. Shavuos is a mitzvah to eat, right? Yechatzi Lochem v'chatzi Lashem. You have to celebrate with Matan Torah. Purim, when we got Kimu v'Kiblu, is a mitzvah to eat. And Erev Yom Kippur is the simcha of the Kabbalah Satayra of Yom Kippur. You can't eat on Yom Kippur, so you celebrate on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Gaon Shita. So we already have two things back over here. Now, as we mentioned before, 5 days later on... That's going to come back 5 days later on Tesvav Tishrei, is the Bina Anani HaKavod. And then 5 months, whenever it is, they're going to build the Mishkan. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shekhinah, is going to come down. Then we'll have the final replacement of the five things of the Shekhinah. And this, so all of this were still steps. In other words, even though we got the Besura Salachti, we still needed the Mishkan to get to the next step. And the building of the Mishkan got us to the next step of Anani HaKavod. And we didn't even make it to the full replacement of all the five things till Rosh Chodesh, the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shekhinah came back and returned. So these five things of the Chet HaEgel that we lost, we eventually got back after Klal Yisrael did tshuva. But the point of the Psukim, and we'll end here with this, we won't start the next pasuk because it's a big arichus, but the point here is, and this is the going spin on the Chet HaEgel. What's the spin? These next few psukim is Klal Yisrael bikashtiv. We lost it, but we're looking for it. When you lose something and you don't care, you don't look for it. But look what Klal Yisrael is saying. Bikashtiv, one after the next, we're searching. We're going around, mitzoni ashaimrim, we're going to say, we're looking around, did you see my beloved? Did you see the things that I lost? Because even when Klal Yisrael is chayte and they lose things, but immediately there's this tshuka to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how the Gra brings the Chet HaEgel here into the Shvach of Klal Yisrael, of Shir HaShirim, that even though we were chayte and we lost things, but we didn't let up, we were constantly looking how we could replace it to be able to do tshuva. And eventually, Baruch Hashem, through our Bikashtiv, we ended up with the replacement of the five things. Okay.